بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله صلى الله عليه وسلم After the first five verses of Iqra, there was an interval and there was no wahi coming in. And this brought a lot of uneasiness and restlessness to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. For by now, he became familiar with the Mala'ul A'la, the high-ranking Malaika. And in simpler words, he began to recognize himself. As Shaykh Uddin Rahmatullah explains this, in simpler words for us to understand, that a lion was grazing with the sheep, carrying on eating grass, making meh-meh, all that, carried on for some time. And suddenly, it had to go across the lake, and it saw its reflection, true reflection. Now it recognized itself. When it recognized itself, it comes to the flock, rips that one, kills that one, eats this one. It recognized itself, who it was. So by now, Rasulullah recognized himself in the reflection of Jibreel, the higher-ranking Malaika. So the world and its attractions, or the things of the world, had no attraction left, nothing. My one Ustad, Mufti Nizamuddin Sahib Rahmatullah, he says about his father or father-in-law. He says he saw Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in life, he saw the beauty, the splendor, the greatness of such, that the interest of life was gone. He's craving for what he had seen initially. What he had seen was overwhelming. And what he sees now, comparison to what he's seen, was just like kachra and filth. So the enjoyment, the interest, the inclination of this life been totally lost. So it's a miracle that these Anbiya alayhi wasalam yet live with us, talk to us, sometimes joke with us, socialize with us, in spite of being at that level, where they are, and how they conduct themselves, how they reconcile, it's a miracle, a great miracle. So I was thinking of one point that can cover this whole thing. So the point that I found to be most comprehensive is the point of love, muhabbat. Someone made me hear the clip of Hazrat Imam Rasulullah Sahib Rahmatullahi, and he says, people make izhar of muhabbat, but they don't realize what muhabbat is. One is izhar, showing muhabbat, but what are the demands of muhabbat? What muhabbat requires? Whereas muhabbat really is the thing that will connect you to where you're supposed to be connected. So the link is muhabbat, the bonding is muhabbat. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, says muhabbat. So that muhabbat is the thing that will connect you. And he says, if there is muhabbat, then chuni or chira. Then what is all this about? Why? When? Where did he say this? What he thinks of himself? So if these type of questions are ringing in the mind, then the muhabbat is not there. There may be izhar of muhabbat in some way or the other, There may be expression of muhabbat, but muhabbat is not there. When muhabbat and then chuchira, muhabbat, and why, when, how, and this type of questions to come about, that means there is a flaw in the muhabbat. And that has to be carefully examined and corrected, otherwise the journey becomes very, very arduous, very difficult. Just thinking now, when I had read that article in the Masjid, the Tall Masjid, Hubeib Aslami, radiallahu anhu. It's a wonderful person, and he just had his hair till the ears. Now see the muhabbat. Straight away, from the hair till this point. So, what was the link? Muhabbat. Just once, and he had to hear this from the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then you see what the muhabbat did, just capsized the person. They're not chuchira, is it permissible? Ya Nabi Allah, can I do this? He asked that, oh, what my family will think about it? Did he ask these things? So, one word, and then one word is the final word. No discussion after that. That's called muhabbat. So the missing link in this day is that muhabbat. And that muhabbat has to be cultivated. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ The muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala is not just a casual muhabbat. It's a deep-rooted muhabbat. You can't shake it. So this first verse is very revealed. اِقْرَأْ بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ الَّذِي خَلَقْ There was an interval. So they say that there was an interval so that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam could become familiar with the revelation, etc. Because إِنَّا سَنُلْقِي عَلَيْكَ قَوْلًا ثَقِيلًا What I'm sending down to you is going to be very weighty. So the hadith says it's so weighty that if Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was seated on a camel, that he had to sit down. Can't manage. Brother Zayd ibn Thabit, and he was one of the scribes, and he's with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the wahi comes in. La yastabi al-qa'iluna. Right? And then he says, he was leaning against me, and his weight was so much I couldn't manage. So that's the weight of wahi. Inna sanulqi alayka qawlan thaqeela. As Aisha says, wahi comes on a cold Medina winter's morning. Medina winter is quite cold. Cold, cold morning, right? And the whole face, there will be perspiration. There will be such heat that there will be perspiration. And that perspiration will be like beads of pearls rolling down his mubarak face. Inna sanulqi alayka qawlan thaqeela. So after this interval, then there's two surahs that were revealed, was Muzzammil and Muddassir. Now what was the sequence? That there's no clarity about it, whether Muddassir came first or Muzzammil came first. Some say Muzzammil came first, and some say Muddassir came first, whatever it is. But overall, this is a manual. These two surahs are manuals. Muzzammil is a manual for righteousness, your personal righteousness, personal correction. And Surah Muddassir is for Dawat and Tabligh. It's a manual, it's a guide, and you need to conform. So for your personal righteousness, then how do you work it? إِنَّ نَاشِئَةَ اللَّيْلِ هِيَ أَشَدُّ وَطَعَ Nashia means to get up, to rise. The rise at the night. Right? So rising at the night can mean also the first portion of the night. Because those that will prefer rising up at the first portion of the night, they will say that the first portion you are in full control. But to get up at the latter portion of the night, then you don't have the control of it. That is why Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he was advised أن تُوتِرَ قَبْلَ أَنْ أُوتِرَ قَبْلَ أَنْ أَنَامُ that I must make my witr namaz before I sleep. Because I can understand that Abu Huraira was like a student, right? And the student, when he'll study and do his work, he'll pull some portion of the night. If he's going to pull some portion of the night, then maybe that he misses out his witr namaz. So, an utira qabla an anam. He does the witr before the sleep. So some prefer doing that night ibadat in the first portion of the night. Right? And some prefer it in the latter portion of the night. But all are unanimous that sitting down after Isha and having cool conversations, etc., is very much disgusted and disliked. Kana yakarhu as-samara, sitting down and talking after Isha. Cool conversation, you don't mind. So this is not at all liked. It's a dini thing, it's a different thing. And when you don't want to do a thing, then you'll make up 100 excuses. Sometimes you'll see that the kitab reading is going on after Isha. But that's, you know, I had a whole day, very tight day, so I can't sit for the Isha Talim. But outside the masjid, then you can be laughing and joking and everything after Isha. So, and ta'adila bi nafsik. You also need to govern yourself. See now, is an interference of nafs, or really you need to get out? What is required? Here you're cool and relaxed, but just sitting 10 minutes for the ta'lim, that becomes too overburdening. Right? So in the nashiyat al-layl, some say that that's the first portion of the night. And many say that that refers to the latter portion of the night. And both got the reasons. Those that say the latter portion, yashaddu watan, the latter portion of the night, what we normally say, tahajjud. So tahajjud, why they call it tahajjud is you get up after some sleep. Wujud means sleep. And tahajjud, takalluf. So after some difficulty you get up and then you engage in namaz. So those that say that this refers to the latter portion of the night, they say, yashaddu wat'an. Other wat'an can be read in two ways. Wat'an, one is to tramp, right? Wat'a. So yashaddu wat'an. So getting up at night, it does better for tramping the nafs. See, the nafs, it's got a constant fight with you. Do this, don't do it. Don't do it, don't do it. Right? You've got a constant struggle. The fight is going on. Right? Do it, mustn't do it. Must do it, don't do it. Right? So that nafs will put up its defense. An ordinary person, it will give ordinary arguments, and an alim, it will give alimana jobs. So that's the nafs. It will definitely fight, put up a struggle. And now that's the need to have a sheikh. Otherwise, there's no end to this turmoil, mental turmoil. You'll say something, he'll say something, you'll say something, he'll say something. Now how do you end up the turmoil? So I'm doing this with this intention. But then your nafs will tell you, perhaps your intention is flawed, so don't worry about it, let's carry on now. So your mind is going to be in a constant state of turmoil. So you need someone to govern, to control. Right? You can find stories for anything that you do. Anything that you do, you can find a cover-up story. There can't be a situation where you can't find a cover-up story. The World War II, and when they blasted that Hiroshima, so the world encyclopedia says, no, it's a good thing they did that. Because had they not did this, you know, America had not bombed Japan, so many thousands of lives would have been taken. So they bombed it, and then they ended up the war. So any wrong, haram, anything, you'll find a cover-up story for it. An alim will find according to his level, and a non-alim according to his level, but everybody's going to find a cover-up story. So now, You need to suppress this nafs, govern the nafs. Inna nashiyat al-layli hiya ashaddu watan. This does very well to suppress the nafs, to govern the nafs, to push it down. It builds up the strength, that ability to be able to govern the nafs. And Muslim Sharif got a hadith which says, أَفْضَلُ الصَّلَوَاتِ بَعْدَ الْفَرِيدَ قِيَامُ اللَّيْلِ. The best namaz after the faraz is قِيَامُ اللَّيْلِ, standing up in the night. That's the best. After the faraz. Those that say that is at the better, at the last portion of the night, that's what they say. It's best to be able to govern the nafs, to push it down. Otherwise, every corner is going to be pressing you, pushing you, turning from one side to the other side. And the stranger part is, then you will come to your defense, saying, but the Sahaba did this. You know how the Sahaba did this. Radiallahu anhu, right? But I say, are you making a fair deduction? Now, some people have learned it. I won't say they were jahils, but they learned the kitab for that. So I must be like the Sahaba Kiram. And you see, the Sahaba Kiram didn't take a salary, and they just worked like that. Very good. Inshallah. So I say, see, to be selective is not right. Have a selective approach, it's not right. Look at that Abu Talha. For a second, that bird had disrupted his focus to Allah Ta'ala. And he says, that whole farm, I'm giving it out. Because it could disrupt my attention from Allah Ta'ala. Is it worthwhile keeping? I was engaged in namaz, studying, was strutting around, and I seen how luxurious my garden was, you know, thick growth. And I couldn't, it disrupted my whole attention to Allah Ta'ala. So now it's not worthwhile keeping, give it out. Hundreds of acres of land, give it out. Now look at this, and I ask you, those that have smartphones, can they say safely that it never disrupted the attention to Allah Ta'ala? Can they say safely? Sitting in the house of Allah Ta'ala, can they say? Right. So he could give out his whole hundreds of acres of prime land in sadaqah for the one moment of distraction, and whilst he was in namaz. And you are getting distracted again and again, again and again. Did you ever think of, let me just go and give this out or bust it? Because it's not worthwhile keeping when it's distracting me from my real goal. So are you anywhere near the Sahaba Kiram? Now straighten, look at the Sahaba Kiram, look at the Sahaba Kiram. But you have to have an understanding of the Sahaba Kiram to emulate them. One verse of the Quran Sharif is revealed, لَن تَنَالُ الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُحِبُّونَ. And he says to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that this is my prime property, Bayruha, right? Prime property, right in the precincts of the haram. Today it's including the haram. The Bissam would like its water. But now, this verse is revealed that you can't reach piety until you spend of that which you love. Right? You spend that which you love. Now you'll have 3-4 Mercedes. I'm just showing you an example. And you have one small Corolla. I like this also. Allah gives, see. Be hearted person, I give it away. Mimma tuhibbun, from what you like. Ask yourself, what you like dearly? The Mercedes or the old Corolla? Ask yourself. And now you will give as a token of love to Allah Ta'ala, but the thing that is tuhmidufi, what? You are looking at it with contempt. Looking at it with contempt and giving it, but outwardly you're putting up a brave front. See, oh, I like this. I give a whole car. You know, I got a cash buyer for 30 grand, but I'm giving it. But see now your relationship. لَن تَنَاوَ الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُ. Just give it all that. One ayat is sufficient. So, don't just compare yourself with the Sahaba Kiram. They are at a different level. Yes, we are learning to be like them. Far away from them. You're not anywhere near. Hazrat Shihabuddin, Rahmatullahi, So he came across the hadith that the Sahaba Ikram, when they were grinding their flour, you know, the wheat, so it wouldn't be very, very refined. Some chef is there, is a bit cold. So he gave instruction to the kitchen that from tomorrow morning, the granules mustn't be too refined, and there must be the chef inside. Well, the bread was prepared, and by the next morning, everybody's stomach began to work. They can't manage it. But now look at this people's understanding, respect, all these things go together. Respect, understanding, muhabbat, then you get that connection. But now you just want to look at something that appeals to your mind, and you want to connect straight away, it doesn't happen. Muhabbat is there, the respect is there, understanding is there. Now see how he reconciles. So he says, Hamse be'ad be'ogay. We have not shown the respect that we are supposed to show. We try to compare ourselves to be in line with the Sahaba. They are billions of miles away. Billions of miles, but less. You know, trillions of miles from us. And we are trying to compare ourselves with the Sahaba Ikram. That is wrong. So, where the Sahaba and where are we? Yes, we will try. But we can't be at their level. And instruction all make Tawbah and then come back. Because we can't be anywhere near them. So that's the precedent. That is the example to follow. But yes, we don't have the strength, we don't have the capacity. We'll try slowly, slowly. We understand that's the goal and how much we can. So he's saying, oh, don't take your salary. I'm showing now. Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu, the day he's appointed as the Khalifa. So the next morning they see him. He's a cloth merchant going to carry out his business. Umar the objects, if you're going to do this, then who's going to manage the administration of the Khilafah? Who's going to manage that? So then he says, no, you have to have an allowance from the Baitul Mal and you carry on the work. So, what's the reason? The reason was, he was mahboos because of some dini work. He was like held in captivity, right? He was held, right? He can't work because of the responsibilities. So, every moment is one problem. Look at this jihad, look at this amir, look at this poor person, look at that widow. So, the whole day is going to be there. If he's going to be attending to his business, then who's going to run the whole administration, the reins of the Khilafat? But as though the administration blocked him. And when someone blocks the other person, then he's responsible for his expenses. How you understand that? The wife is locked up because of the husband. Isn't she? Her movement restricted. Restricted for what? Because of who? Because of the husband. So therefore, he is responsible for him to provide for her. Right? The prisoner is locked up, right? He's locked up because of the warden, right? Or because of the state. The state imprisoned him. So who's going to be responsible to see to his requirements? The state. So similarly, now you are teaching deen, right? So you're locked up. You don't have ustiru fi sabilillah. لَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ ضَرْبًا فِي الْأَرْضِ. They've been locked up, like as though they were present, فِي سَبِينٍ, on the path of Allah Ta'ala. لَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ ضَرْبًا فِي الْأَرْضِ. They can't move around easily, conducting their business. Why? This work and this responsibility has fastened them, tied them. So then, it becomes the responsibility of the Muslims to look after them. If now they said, this is an optional work, then who's going to do the work? The day I want to teach, I'll teach. And you can't boss me, because I'm doing it voluntarily. You can't tell me today you came late. Why you came late? You can't tell me you must teach at this time. I'm doing a voluntary service. You don't come and rule my life. And I ask a simple question. So if there's a paid teacher, right? He's paid for his services. And the other one is doing voluntary service. You need to send your child to become Hafiz. Who will you send your child to? The one that is paid, because he's going to be on time. He's got a whole schedule. He's got a program for the day. He's being supervised by his elders. So you know there's a set program for that whole duration. And your child will accomplish, inshallah. And the person that is doing random service, I'm going to use his service, as great as his intentions may be. But you know, there's going to be problems to be heard of. So, just jumping very quickly to the Sahaba-i-Kiram without doing all the preliminaries, really is unfair to the Sahaba-i-Kiram. Or in one stroke, you want to compare yourself to the Sahaba-i-Kiram. There's a danger with immaturity. Mind is immature, or the knowledge is immature. As a result, the conclusions that you'll arrive to will also not be right. Either the mind is immature, right, or the substance that you got is insufficient. So this, and the mind being immature, now, is it going to bring you to the right conclusions? No. So, the importance of taking the guidance from someone that is experienced, understanding, and that requires the deep rooted love. Then it works. And that requires chunchirani. Don't make why, who, when, how. Otherwise, that senior will tell you, you're going to fly kite, your own thing. Because you don't have the first requirement. The first requirement was love. Like the person is coming to the masjid and he's got a box of shorts. So he said, go sort yourself out. Why? He doesn't have the preliminary requirements, the precondition. He's not conforming. So, inna nashiyatal layl, the second meaning, is the latter portion of the night. And most of the Sahaba kiram and the pious of the past, it was their way that they would get up at the latter portion. And there is evidence for that, because that's the point where yanziru ala sama iddunya, Allah also descends on the lower heaven. Right? Then he asks, hal min mustaghfirin fa aghfir lahu wa hal min mustarziqin fa arzuqa. Is there anybody that's asking for anything that I may give it to him? But when this happens, at the latter portion. And the latter portion is called Sahar. That's what we call Sahari. So that Sahar is about the last 1/6 of the night. So the night will commence from Maghrib. So for our reasons, say Maghrib starts, say, at, say for example, 5:30, right? Sunset, 5:30. Then early dawn is called Subo Sadiq, Sahri time ending. That's 5:30, right? So how many hours now? 12. So what is 1/6 of that? 2 hours. So the latter portion means the 2 hours, the last two hours. See, that's why you call it Sahri. Right? So the practice of the pious of the past, this was the practice. that portion of the night, they would stay awake. Somebody is crying, someone is making dua, someone is making zikr, someone is in Quran Sharif. Inna nashiyatal layli hiya ashaddu wat'an. So the second meaning is not from wata, it's from wita'a. And that comes from liwati'u iddata ma harram Allah. See, so it's two different qiraats, one is wata and one is wita'a. So now what's the difference of the meaning? So the difference in the meaning is wita'a liwati'u iddata ma harram Allah. What the kuffar had been doing is they were shifting months. So they knew 4 months are sacred and we can't be engaging in war. They knew about that, right? 4 months are sacred and we can't be engaging in war in these 4 months. There was Rajab, Muharram, Zulqada and Zilhijjah. So these are all four sacred, and we can't be engaging. So now they're locked up in battle, and they know that it's just a matter of a day or 2 days, and we'll have a decisive victory. Just 1-2 days. But now, it's, for example, the 29th of Zulqa'dah, or the 29th of, say, Shawwal, right? We locked up in battle, 29th of Shawwal. Tomorrow may be Zulqa'dah. Zulqa'dah is the sacred month. Now, if we continue, we are encroaching onto the sacred month. Should. We are moving, we are encroaching onto the sacred month. That's wrong. So what they will do, they will say, for this year, Zulqa'dah has been moved to, say Ramzan. They will move things around, just to get the conformity right. Conformity, but the conformity will just be in name. So now this month is no more Zulqa'dah. For example, it will be Safar. So Safar, you are allowed to fight. And Zulqa'dah, you're not allowed. So they shift the months. Why? To get the conformity right. So this is the second meaning of the word wata, yuwatiu. You know, it's to get the conformity right. Conformity of what? Conformity of the recitation. Because in that part of the night, everything is still calm. There's no cars moving. There's no traffic. There's no noise of the bazaar and the working place. Everything's absolute silent, quiet, calm. When everything is quiet and calm, so there is nothing disturbing. Absolutely no disturbance. Absolutely calm. So when it's absolutely calm, then the recitation will be flowing. You see, like, he's reading, right? Or he's making zikr, and I'm reading, right? So if the reading is taking place simultaneously, so my recitation will be clashing with his, right? He's reading and I'm making zikr. So one's reciting will be clashing with the other. But if I'm reading alone, and there's nothing that is clashing with my recitation, what will happen? There's no clash. When there's no clash, then there will be total conformity in my recitation. Conformity in what? Conformity in the pronunciation, conformity in the flow of the recitation, conformity also of the recitation and the understanding of the mind. See, my understanding is conforming with the recitation. Everything is conforming, everything is agreeing. يَشَدُّ وَطْعًا إِنَّ نَاشِئَةَ اللَّيْلِ هِيَ أَشَدُّ وَطْعًا وَأَقْوَمُ قِيلًا. And this will bring about a better recitation. Recitation, the pronunciation, the maharij, everything will be right. So now, in this manual of your personal rectification, first is this. See that, إِنَّ نَاشِئَةَ اللَّيْلِ هِيَ أَشَدُّ وَطْعًا وَأَقْوَمُ قِيلًا. But now people say, but it's making it so difficult now. I say, tell me in which period of Islamic history and in the life of a Muslim there was no difficulty. There's always some difficulty. Right? Surah Buruj, and see what happened. So in the life of a Muslim there must be difficulty. Someone is getting hit down here, someone is getting knocked down, someone is in Gaza, someone is in China, but you're getting hit down. So in the life of a Muslim, there must be some trial or some difficulty, right? That whole Surah Buruj, it starts off, Qutila Ashabul Uqdud, the people of the pit of fire. So how the story starts off, the king is aging, and as he's aging, the king's soothsayer is aging. So when he's aging, he complains to the king that I'm aging, and you'll need someone to guide you after me. So get someone bright, some young boy, bright, and I can train him up. So when I'm gone, you can continue. So this child is sent, maybe 15, 16 years of age, to go to the soothsayer. But on the way, en route, he sees one Muslim alim, who convened and became Muslim Alim, right? Muslim Alim is Thara. And this thing attracted him. See, the truth must attract. It's got the property of attracting. One English, right? He says that he went to the Kaaba Sharif under any pretext that he went. But he says the Kaaba Sharif has got something that attracts the heart. It attracts, there's a magnetic pull. But it doesn't attract iron, it attracts hearts. So what is the iron? But I can definitely say that it's got an attraction. So now, this person got attracted to this Muslim alim, practicing pure muttaqi, he got attracted. So he got attracted, now he started sitting and learning by him. In the meanwhile, he's getting delayed. To go to the soothsayer and going home is getting delayed. So he's getting whacked here, he's getting whacked there. Now, when someone is getting whacked for batil, then nobody speaks against it. For kufr, for Christianity, for anything else. But for Islam, if someone is getting whacked, then say, yeah, terrorist, and obviously it. But everything else, untonamo bi, everything else, then that's fine. But if it's for Islam, someone is standing up and is getting whacked, then what's the response? So there's different criteria. Islam has got a different criteria that was whack it down, bad name it, spoil its name. Everything else is fine. So now they got what marrying or sleeping with a girl is underage, and they want to pass the whole thing in parliament, everywhere, the whole international, right? Pedophile. They won't do it. Right? But how they'll badmouth Aisha Ali. You're looking at one thing and just push you aside. And that person innocently is reading those articles, and I ask you, won't his mind be poisoned? The normal reader, won't his mind be poisoned? What happened to his iman? Iman is gone. Khalas. You got a doubt about her personality. Gone. No more in Islam. Finished. That is why I am now convinced, you know, I don't want to mince my word, that I feel I'm convinced that the smartphone is the biggest shaitan in this age. Because the amount of shaitan that is packaged into this thing here is unreal. Everything of shaitan is inside here. Anything and everything that you want to see of shaitan, you'll find it there. It'll just derail you, it'll distract you, it'll destroy you. No matter what story you say. But it's definitely got that potential to destroy. And not only an adult, but even a child. You see his behavior, his ways, mannerisms. What happens to that innocent child? His mind, his behavior to an adult, and to even to a person that is 8 years of age. I got evidence that even that person's mind becomes corrupted. So he didn't spare anybody. But you see that device so small, so innocent it looks, but the damage that it causes. That is why now, at a state level, in China, there is no porn available. You just go into China, and you dial in, and you won't get this porn at all. Because they understood what destruction is causing to their public, so they destroyed it. Ended up finished. Right? So, إِنَّ نَاشِيَةَ اللَّيْلِ هِيَ أَشَدُّ وَطْءًا إِنَّ لَكَ فِي النَّهَارِ صَبْحًا طَوِيلًا. Then, in the day, there's a prolonged occupation. Attend to this person, someone, he needs guidance, he needs to be taught, they need to be reconciled. There is a problem here, sort this thing out here. There's a Jamaat that is coming. The Jamaat needs to be sent. There's a yatim here, what do we do? There's a widow there, how do we help out? So there's a long, prolonged occupation in the day. Subhan tawila. So then, وَاسْكُرِسْمَ رَبِّكَ وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا. Now, this is like the essence of the tasawuf. What? وَاسْكُرِسْمَ رَبِّكَ وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا. All the ulama are unanimous that this is the essence. There's 2 points. وَاسْكُرِسْمَ رَبِّكَ وَتَبَتَّلْ. So, تَبَتَّلْ, what it means? تَبَتَّلْ means to break away from everything else. And uskurisma rabbika, get engaged in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. So it's supposed to be the other way around. It's supposed to be watabattal and waskurisma. First break away and then link up to Allah Ta'ala. But how it said, waskurisma rabbika watabattal. So the reason for that is that the main object is the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. See? So that's why Allah Ta'ala brings it first. Whatever you're doing, aqim is-salah, wa la zikrullahi akbar. So everything is for the remembrance of Allah, to get the awareness, the consciousness, the realization that Allah Pak is watching. So everything is done for that consciousness, that awareness of His presence at all times. Right? So waskur isma rabbika, that was the whole aim. But in order to get there, what is needed? Watabattal ilayhi tabtila. And break away from everything. Break away doesn't mean go and divorce and destroy it all. It means that the overwhelming thing in your mind, the overwhelming goal is Allah Ta'ala, remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Right? Everything else is secondary. Right? You are in your business, right? So, for the duration in your business, the overwhelming figure, the overriding factor in your business is the business. The goal, the money, accuracy, the satisfaction of the clientele, all that. That's the overwhelming factor that is over your mind. Right? Everything else is by the way. Friend, yes, by the way. But what is the overriding factor in your whole operation is the business will be secure. So in a Muslim's life, the overriding factor is Allah Ta'ala. Everything else is done by the way. You will see in a busy day, I don't know how it operates. I'm talking about 1960 business, right? So now it's busy. You know, this Christmas period, 2 months, too busy, right? You know, you see the people, the boss and the staff. They're eating their lunch and they're serving. Sipping the Coke, having a lunch and serving. But you see where the minds are. We have to reach these targets. This month, in these 2 months, we have to make it. Right? But where the minds are? The minds are in the business. Right? Mitzrayim, that customer, you saw him. He's happy. But the whole namaz was that figure of the customer. Can you see that? So Allah says, reverse the whole thing. The whole mind must be consumed in me. That customer, that business, that home, all was supposed to be secondary matters. This was the primary thing. So just reverse yourself. So there's 2 points. That's the essence of the soul. Break away and get yourself engaged in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Waskurism rabbika watabattal. So all these things here will come right under supervision. No supervision, unfortunately, it doesn't come right. You have to have the supervision. So they'll take you, they'll guide you, they'll show you. This is the steps that you need to take. وَاسْكُرِسْمَ رَبِّكَ وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبَتِيلًا. How to do it, how to go about doing it. You can't manage on your own. Many years ago, maybe about 25 years ago, I don't know if it was in the masjid or in the office. So one man came to see me. Now he's passed him, inshallah. A simple man, straightforward. So to work with them is very easy. 5 minutes job, finish. Multi-millionaire, but very simple. Alhamdulillah. Very, very simple. So he came in, asked me simple questions. Straight, Well, I'm going for Umrah. Shazakallah, Bhakti, Guruyal, Dhingyal, accept you. Finish. Well, my query is that, I've got so many years of qazas. I'm going to Haram. Right? And I'm going there now. And the rewards are multiplied 100,000. So, I'll just do my Ramzan. Won't I settle everything up? Because it's multiplied by 100,000, right? So I told the Chacha, if you want to work with this criteria, you will not only settle the past, you will secure the future as well. Because only 10 days, you said 10 days in one haram, right? So understand, 100,000 multiplied by 10, over a million, right? So all the qazas of the past and the future will all be settled. Andu khas nijaya. Everything will be wiped out. And not only the namaz, But even the rosas, because the rosas will also be material. So one, you know, 10 rosas you keep, past and forward, everything is wiped out. Now he's asking me seriously, I'm joking with him. So he's asking me, then what's the meaning of the hadith? He says, Chacha, the hadith has to be learned under someone. You must learn it. Must learn it, must teach it, but under some guidance. Now see the conclusion you arrived at. You kept 10, you, Haram Sharif, you read 10 namaz, you wiped all the accounts, finished, everything is clear. So, one Jummah you read and you wiped out all the Jummahs in your life, finished, class. Everything is clear, Roza, everything clear. So, you see, here it's with reference to the Sawab. Sawab is so much. But the obligation is a different thing altogether. Don't mix the obligation with the Sawab. Two different things altogether. You mixed up this with this. So, وَسْكُرِسْمَ رَبِّكَ وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبَتِيلًا. So, that's the third point in this whole path of righteousness. So, I say you must have someone to guide you. Step by step, understand what's going, how you're going. In many cases, even the physical, the outward ibadat, we need someone. صَلِّ فَإِنَّكَ لَمْ تُصَلِّ. This is a long hadith. They normally say Al-Mukhti'u fi Salah, right? That's the unwan, the gift to this hadith. Al-Mukhti'u fi Salah. But there is one person, Qazi Iyaz's brother, I think. His name was Mawlana Fazlullah. So from this one hadith, you'll be shocked, he'll tell you, he extracted 46,000 masail. 46,000 masail from this one hadith. I think the most in hadith will be what? One Quran Sharif page. Most. And he extracted 46,000 masail from this one hadith. So his mind must be so absorbed in what he was doing, right, that he saw the depths and the depths and the depths. He saw so well. And that's the need of this time, that you look into the kitab of the depths with a pure, unbiased mind, Allah Ta'ala, pure, clean, unbiased, and no preconceived. And then you see the enjoyment and the blessings of the hadith. But your mind is in the hadith, whilst you are there, hey, I need to go for umrah, you know. A lot of sawab will get there. And then you say, no. And what about the tomorrow's barai? Let's hope they do it right, you know. They must have their brisket, you know. And but tonight, let's hope they have a light supper tonight so I can do justice tomorrow morning. So the mind is just... So the loyalty today is to the stomach and to recognition, what? Loyalty and respect is what? Stomach and recognition. You don't tramp my feet. See, my status, don't you ever interfere with that. My stomach, my business, you don't interfere. Then the friendship is alright. So the greatest loyalty is the stomach and the recognition. The stomach goes wrong. Hey, man's going to be running from here, there, what must do here now? But masla ka bunyad ka hai, pet ka masla. That pet ka masla is not right, there's nothing functions. Iman, children, everything, the akhlaq, everything can go off, it's alright. But pet ke masle mein, kisi kisam ka intishar na hona chahiye. There mustn't be a disruption in the masla of the pet. Your work, your money, everything, that mustn't be disturbed. See where all minds are, and where their minds were. As the Shaykh Ramtai's father used to say, the person seeker of the truth, guidance, righteousness, you can make endless progress. Basharte ke dosti ki bimari chaska nahi laga. He doesn't have that problem of friendship, socializing, meeting here, going there. He doesn't have that in his mind. But that person, you can just progress. Though he was not a very bright person, but he doesn't have the signals of meeting this one, going here, socializing that person, talking here, I need to make a phone call here. No. And he says that person that is very bright and intelligent, you can doski tat ka chaska lag gaya, friendship, socializing, meeting, what will people say that you're unsociable? He doesn't have that. So in spite of him being bright, he will lose out. And that person, in spite of him not being bright, But he keeps focused. He's focused. Just, I need to do this work here. Primary thing is my relationship. وَتَبَدَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا. I must break away from everything else and connect to Allah Ta'ala. That's my primary concern. Everything else will take its course. But my primary concern is I must connect with Allah Ta'ala. How must I do it? That's the primary concern. And what is the primary concern today? Ask anybody, any department, professional, not professional, Pesa. Pesa and my recognition, my status, my name, and my wealth. My status and my name, that must go well. See how our minds work. Al-Mawal Tamir Sahib Rahman quotes someone. He says, you know what's the meaning of afiyat today? Today afiyat and akibat anjam bakhir. Afiyat and the ending must go well. What's the meaning of it today? So today the meaning is, afiyat means that you must eat well. Eat or something, afiyat. And akibat bakhir, what it means, you must go out well. The ending must go must be well, what it means? So your life must go well, eating must be well. That is afiyat. And you must go out well. That means your khatama bil khair, see? That it went out nicely. Came in nicely. I mean, see our minds. They already see this thing. You can't deceive them. They read through and through. So they saw it, and they saw it very well. Very well they saw it. Although he's passed on over 8 years. Right? But the understanding they had, we were still deep. They saw it through and through. وَاسْكُرِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُ فَاتَّخِذْهُ وَكِيلًا. Now, we have a concern now. Mera pair ka kya hoga, fala ka kya hoga, fala ka kya hoga. So understand who you're talking to, who you're connecting to. You're connecting with the Rabb of the East and the West. So he's in control of everything. All the points of the rising of the sun, all mushrik. All the points of the setting of the sun. Because summer, winter, the points of rising will differ. Slowly, slowly, slowly. And this side also, right? But all the points of the rising and all the points of the setting, he is the Rabb. So everything, he is the Rabb. He is the creator, he is the benefactor, he is everything. He created the faculty. And he didn't leave you. Then he sustained you. He created the faculty. Right? آتا كل شيء خلقه ثم هدا. Right? He gave you the disposition. Right? And then he gave you the required guidance. And that is with reference to every creation. Right? The monkey gave it a different disposition. And it will sustain itself in a different way. Who gave it that instinct? See, this is the biggest deception of science. They will say, no, it's an instinct. But ask that science, and it's always grandfather, and who planted that instinct into this person's mind? Who did it? Let's say, no, nature. Whose nature? Whose nature? So that's where they come, and they deceive people. Because they don't want to link to Allah Ta'ala. You know, when I hate these people, I hate it with a passion. Because they deleted Allah Ta'ala completely. And as a result of people that are intelligent, they're selling a product and they'll write there, look at a natural product, look at nature's beauty. So who's nature then? Right? Why do you forget Allah Ta'ala? Some things that really disturb me, you know. Now, they're sending a product, and they got the picture of the Haram Sharif of Medina Munawara. Now how does it relate to the Green Dome? The Green Dome became so cheap, anything you want to sell, put that picture there. Is that the azmat and the respect of the Green Dome? Is that the respect? That's the, you want to push your business, so you just took the Green Dome as a front to further your business. I say, is that the respect that the Green Dome deserves? See now, the whole thing has become money, faithful to your stomach. Your loyalty is just to your stomach, nothing else. Nothing else disturbs you, it's your stomach that disturbs you. So, Rabbul Mashriqi wal Maghrib. Remember, he's the Rabb of the East and the West. And every creation, he gave it its necessary formation. And then, in order for it to sustain itself, it gave him that right type of guidance and instinct. Look at an ant, right? The instinct that it required, Allah gave it. Who gave it that instinct? And, you know, if I feel jealous of anything, it's an ant. Ant or the honeybee, I feel very jealous of it. Because you won't see that ant sitting down, having a cool conversation, a party. That is all the go, it's moving. And if he's meeting his partner, he just make a brief salam and move on. For a second, that is just working, 24 hours. So I feel very envious of that ant. Too envious. It's structured, it's got a routine, it's not lazy. It's moving all the time. It's moving, it's buzzing. And the second is the honeybee, and you see the thing. It's structured, it's got an order, it's got a system, and it's working perfectly according to that system that Allah Pak. So who gave that honeybee that type of brains and the ant that type of brains? That thing functions differently, this thing functions totally differently. Who gave it? Understand. You looked at that, you spoke about the honeybee, all that, right? But who gave it that type of instinct and that type of brains? So he created the faculty, right? He created that hunger. And then he created the understanding how to go and fulfill the hunger. And he didn't forget that, he didn't leave it there. And then he created the taste in your buds, that what you're putting in, you enjoy. Hey man, what's the recipe like? So who created that hunger? And who created the food? Who created the taste? And who created that ability to go and digest that thing, and then that thing to be transformed into blood and energy? Who did it? And an exit plan for the whole thing. Who did it? So you look at one side and you're not looking at Allah's plan, right? See, فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. So رَبُّ الْمَشْرِكِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. See that? So everything is between the east and the west. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا. That's the whole message. That's the core. That is the basis of the whole tabligh and da'wah. خدا سے ہونے کا یقین اور غیر اللہ سے نہ ہونے کا یقین. اللہ بغداس. And whoever is blessed, a poor person or a wealthy person, black person or white person, but he's got this, خدا سے ہونے, لا الہ الا اللہ, he's winning. He doesn't have that, then forget the complexion, forget the wealth, forget the recognition. He's a total waste, non-entity. He doesn't have that. What is he here for? He's got that, he's worth his being here. And he doesn't have that, he's not worth anything. See, la ilaha illa. Fattakhidh wakila. On a lighter side, it's in Dhum, on a Thursday night, it's an off night. So in the room now, some kitab, whatever, small things you do. I'm sitting in my room, and now, India is a simple life, but a very enjoyable life. The barber comes to your room, and sorts you out, for how much? 10 cents. And plus he give you a whole rub down also, right? And the washerman, Dobi, he'll come to your room. He'll come to your room and he'll take your clothes, wash it, and iron it, press it, and come back. So that one South African now, he's late now. I'm hearing overhearing the conversation in the next room. He's getting angry with the washerman. I'll never give you my clothes in future. Say, koi baat nahi, Molana, no, koi baat nahi. Jo meri takdeer mein ho, to hokar kya hai? Whatever is my takdeer will happen. The washerman is teaching this Molana, the baat. I was shocked the next day, very next day, please, Dobi, take my clothing. He's begging that Dobi, give my clothing. Take my clothing. So who gives that rosy? Understand? Just now he got so angry, he said, I don't want to see you, get out of here. I don't want to see you. And the next day he's begging. So, yeah, rosy is in Allah Pak's hand. Understand that. You understand, I should see my father-in-law's shop, you know, shoe shop here, Victoria Street. I'm seeing about 10 shops online, all selling shoes. See, how are you doing business here? 10 shops selling the same item, and everybody's thriving. And the greater thing, I should see them sometimes. They're all like friends. No competitive atmosphere. So I ask him, you know, how do you do it? So we are friends. He says, if someone comes for a Bata shoe, for example, to my shop, I don't have it. I go to my neighbor, I buy it from him, and I sell it to Saudi. But the spirit was too good. You know, it's a real Muslim spirit. Not that, hey, I must strike more points than you. See that? وَاسْكُرِسْمَ رَبِّكَ وَتَبَتَّلْ. Right. رب المشرق والمغرب لا إله إلا هو فاتخذه وكيلا. Then you appoint him wakil, he will make your things work. What? He will sort you out. He will accomplish all your affairs. So have that, you know. So I say that people, at least when you're coming out of the house, now unrest, whatever, right? So at least read this. Bismillahi tawakkaltullah, in the name, the blessings, the barakat, the power of Allah Ta'ala. Have that in your mind. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Nothing can happen without his will. Now see the strength that you will get. But now you're reading as a customary thing. Bismillahi tawakkaltullah. Why? Not like that. Read with the presence of mind. Bismillahi tawakkaltu ala Allah. Firmly trust in Allah Ta'ala. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Nothing can do me anything without the will of Allah Ta'ala. Now read that and then come out and see the strength, the power, the protection that you will get after that. In your words, Allahumma inni auzubika minan adilla aw udalla, or your decisions, or the direction that you take, adilla aw udalla, aw azilla aw uzalla, aw azlima, or someone hurts me, or I hurt someone in my business, in anything. But what a comprehensive, dynamic dua. But now these things, we take it. Small thing, let's talk about big masalas. Right? These primary things, primary dua. You entered your house, right? And Allahumma inni as'aluka khayral mawlaj wa khayral makhraj. And then bismillah tawakkaltu ala Allah. Then you read assalamu alaikum. But read with that presence of mind. Now you come to the house, boom bang. You didn't do this, you didn't do that. You know what a hard day ahead. You're inconsiderate. You didn't do that dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka khayral mawlaj wa khayral makhraj. Bismillah walajna, bismillah kharajna, wa Allahi rabbina tawakkalna. With the presence of mind, see it, the jinnat will run away. Jadu will run away, jinnat will run away. That shaitan that's inserting all the type of differences in your mind, that will run away. And then you went, assalamu alaikum, with the presence of the mind, peace to the whole house, peace. From Allah Ta'ala, coming from Allah Ta'ala. Now you see what difference it will make. Now you came into the house, hey, the biryani is done. But, yeah, Khuda Ta'ala kaha hai, aur biryani kaha hai. Ask yourself. Allah baktofiq nasiwa. The last point is, wasbir ala ma yaqulun wahjurum hajran jameela. So they, when you're doing righteous work, right, you will have some oppositions, you will have some obstructions, you will have some impediments. So you be firm. Wasbir, be firm. Be steadfast. Don't lose composure. But if you, in the event you have to move away from someone, right, because of deeni reasons, then in a dignified way, wahjuru bhajan, in a dignified way. How are you, brother? Assalamu alaikum. Got some work, please, sir. Assalamu alaikum. Keep my salam. Wahjuru hajran jameela. See that.